Top state officials sent a clear message to the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission that they don't plan to follow the FERC's order to dissolve the board of the California Independent System Operator, which manages the state's energy grid. The ISO voted unanimously to reject the order to create a new board and also requested a stay. Board member Michael Florio says FERC is going beyond its authority.
Federal agency acting, I believe, in excess of its statutory authority is trying to override the laws of the state of California. That assertion of authority by FERC has never been tested. It's never been exercised before. If FERC has the authority to change this board, it has the authority to change the board of PG&E, Edison, and every other public utility in the country. I don't think that's the case.
In a written statement, Attorney General Bill Lockyer said that the FERC's order would require the ISO to violate state law, and if the FERC doesn't grant a stay, he'll take the federal agency to an appeals court. FERC wants the independent system operator to form a new board that would be filled with members representing energy buyers and sellers. The current board consists of all Governor Davis appointees selected after the energy crisis began. Before the ISO vote, Governor Davis told the board that the composition of the previous board allowed energy companies to gouge the state, and that's exactly what the FERC wants to see again.
This order by the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission is nothing less than a hostile takeover of California's electricity grid by the federal government. The Federal Energy Regulatory Commission order is wrong, and it comes at the worst possible time. Just as the energy market is beginning to stabilize in California, they want to reshuffle the deck and take a giant step backwards.
Barbara George with Women Energy Matters says she's glad the governor has finally stood up to the FERC, which she accuses of being an extension of Enron's plan to privatize the energy